Edith Cavell. Edith Cavell was born in a little English village. She was a clever, hard-working girl and did well at school, especially in music and French. After she left school, her first job was to look after the children of a rich family in Belgium. The language they spoke was French, so she found that her school studies were useful. She, in turn, taught the children to speak English and to play the piano. After hearing that her father was seriously ill, Edith returned home to look after him. She then decided to become a nurse. Then, for 5 years, she worked in an English hospital where she proved to be highly professional at her job. A Belgian doctor was so impressed that he invited her to his country to organize a training school for nurses. The First World War broke out in 1914, and Edith Cavell's School of Nursing became a hospital. She remained there to look after the sick and wounded soldiers. Edith treated them with kindness. Between November 1914 and August 1915, she secretly helped about 200 wounded soldiers and prisoners escape from the Germans. Later, the German army found out what Edith had done, and they arrested her. Finally, the Germans killed her, but they could not kill her memory. A beautiful statue has been built in Trafalgar Square, London, in honor of the brave English nurse.